With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Jimmy Carter has died at the age of 100. Laura Winters reports from Georgia.
The announcement of his passing coming from the Carter Center here in Atlanta, where people from all across the country and the world visit the museum honoring the 39th President of the United States.
My name is Jimmy Carter, and I'm running for president.
For close to 2 years now, Carter, under hospice care in his hometown of Plains, Georgia, where there are all sorts of small shops that sell postcards and political buttons and, of course, peanut statues, as Carter was a farmer. At 100, Carter, the longest living president in U.S. history. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Also at SRNNews.com, the former president and his wife, Rosalynn, were the longest married presidential couple in American history.
Carters were married for more than 76 years, longer than any other presidential couple. Throughout their marriage, Jimmy and Rosalynn read the Bible together aloud each night. They lived in Plains, Georgia, the tiny town where they were born and grew up.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, Mexico's developing a cell phone app that will allow illegal immigrants in the U.S. to inform family members and local consulates if they think they're about to be detained. This according to Mexico's Secretary of Foreign Affairs. The app's expected to become available in January as President Trump, who's pledged to launch mass deportations of illegal immigrants living in the U.S. on day one of a second term, takes office. According to a new poll, the majority of U.S. adults intend to celebrate New Year's Eve at home. A new AP poll finds nearly 2 in 10 will celebrate at a friend or family member's home. Just 5% plan to go out, celebrate at a bar, restaurant, or organized event. Many U.S. adults will celebrate the new year by making resolutions. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is training pastors in the Democratic Republic of Congo. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Here in America, if you want to be a clergyman, you go to seminary. In the DRC, that's not an option, and many men become pastors without any real training. And so Samaritan's Purse is implementing its portable Bible school, which provides seminary-level classes and materials to pastors, even in the most remote villages. The students get lessons in everything from the Bible to planning and finances, and Samaritan's Purse is providing it all free of charge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minneapolis has softened an ordinance that prohibited demonstrations outside abortion clinics after pro-life activists sued on free speech grounds. The city council quietly amended the ordinance to exclude constitutional protected activities and agreed to pay the plaintiffs legal fees. Pro-Life Action Ministry says the decision amounts to an admission that they violated the First Amendment. This is SRN News. America's cable TV news channels are experiencing different fortunes after President Trump's victory in the 2024 election.
The Nielsen Company has released its figures from the period after election night through December 13th. The primetime viewership of MSNBC was an average of 620,000, down 54% from its pre-election audience. CNN's average of 405,000 was down 45%. In contrast, Fox News Channel has drawn an average of 2.68 million viewers, up 13%. George Williams reporting.
Washington state authorities say two men who were searching for Sasquatch or Bigfoot have been found dead in the forest. They say the two men from Portland went out hiking last week. They planned to return home on Christmas Eve. When they did not return, a family member reported them missing. They say they appeared to have died from exposure. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.